The Adepta Sororitas. The Imperium of Mankind in the Warhammer 40K universe is different than many futuristic empires in a lot of different ways, but one key difference is in their focus on religion. Soldiers scream oaths to the God Emperor as they charge into battle. Tech priests recite prayers and rituals while working on machinery, and heresy is hunted down and purged wherever it might be found. While an Imperial Guardsman believes in and fights for the God Emperor, and the Astartes mostly worship the Emperor as a great and gifted man, there exists another fighting force within the Imperium that takes faith to the next level. They are the Adepta Sororitas, or the Sisters of Battle, and they wage war with righteous fervor and fury, serving the Imperial Church as their soldiers of God. While they're sometimes referred to as just nuns with guns, the Sororitas serves a myriad of important functions across the Imperium, and have served loyally for thousands of years. Let's take a look at their organization, how they function both in battle and outside of it, and how their faith empowers their deeds. Let's start with the history of the Sororitas, which means that we first must take a look at the Ecclesiarchy. The Ecclesiarchy, or the Adeptus Ministorum, is the Imperial Church, which was set up in the wake of the Horus Heresy as more and more members of the Imperium adopted faith in the Emperor as a deity. It was set up as a separate entity than the Adeptus Administratum, the administrative and bureaucratic division of the Imperium, with the head of the church being one of the High Lords of Terra, the governing body of the Imperium. Early on, this led to a power struggle between the Ecclesiarchy and the Administratum, as people believed that the church was speaking for the Emperor, and they began to enact legal changes and deploy the military in various engagements. With the church potentially becoming the dominant power of the Imperium, an internal war began to rein them in, during a period called the Age of Apostasy. The Ecclesiarchy moved off of Terra during this time, forming their own armies and naval fleets, and enacted massive tithes to pay for more and more elaborate palaces and temples. Uprisings and rebellions became common, with the Ecclesiarchy executing anyone and everyone they declared to be heretics. This period could be summarized in its own video, so to be brief, a man named Vandir became both the Master of the Administratum and the Ecclesiarchy, escalating the Age of Apostasy through his insanity until he was eventually killed and things calmed down once again. During this time, there was an all-female warrior cult known as the Daughters of the Emperor, who remained an isolated sect devoted to the Emperor and warrior training, until Vandir's spies discovered them. He proceeded to recruit them into his own private army, using a protective amulet known as a Rosarius to trick them into believing that he was blessed by the Emperor, and renamed them the Brides of the Emperor. Later on, the leader of the Brides learned of Vandir's treachery, thanks to the custodes taking her before the Emperor himself, although the details of that meeting are unknown. The Brides reverted to being called the Daughters of the Emperor, and the leader personally executed Vandir. Afterwards, the newly appointed Ecclesiarch proclaimed the Decree Passive, which intended to severely limit the Church's capacity for warfare. Their military was disbanded entirely, as the decree specifically prohibited the Ecclesiarchy from maintaining men under arms. Of course, the Daughters of the Emperor were not men, and the Ecclesiarch recognized the value of having some warriors under their command, so he utilized this loophole to bring the Daughters into the church, renaming them the Adepta Sororitas. The Sororitas are divided into a number of different orders, with there being Orders Militant, the actual fighting force of the organization, and the Non-Militant Orders, who fulfill various duties outside of direct combat. The Militant Orders are what is technically known as the Sisters of Battle, although this moniker is often used for the entire organization. These orders are also all divided amongst two separate convents, the Convent Prioris, based out of Terra, and the Convent Sanctorum, based out of Ophelia 7, the planet that the Ecclesiarchy temporarily moved to during the Age of Apostasy. There are six major orders of the militant Sisters of Battle, each with slightly different doctrine and methods, somewhat akin to the various Space Marine chapters. They are the Order of the Bloody Rose, the Order of Our Martyred Lady, the Order of the Valorous Heart, the Order of the Sacred Rose, the Order of the Ebon Chalice, and the Order of the Argent Shroud. In addition, there are also countless lesser orders militant that have developed over time after being separated from their larger orders, although they still answer to their major order. The Sisters of Battle all follow orders as directed by the Ecclesiarchy, whether that be participating on the front lines of wars or protecting various church buildings, property, and relics. Another major responsibility that they carry is being one of the dedicated Chamber Militant, or military branches, of the Imperial Inquisition. Specifically, they can be called upon for military purposes by the Ordo Hereticus, the branch of the Inquisition focused on rooting out internal threats such as treason, mutation, heresy, and witches, due to the strong faith of the Sisters, and due to the fact that the Ordo Hereticus was partly formed as a checks and balances system against the Ecclesiarchy in the wake of the Age of Apostasy. Although their methods differ, the Ordo Hereticus and the Sisters of Battle are both dedicated to purging all heresy from the Imperium, and to ensure the stability of the one true faith. There are a number of non-militant orders of the Sororitas that serve a variety of purposes, but there are just a few major ones. The Order's Hospitaller are sisters functioning as surgeons, physicians, and nurses in both military operations and civilian areas, as well as being called upon by the Inquisition for either support in battle or, in some rare cases, assisting with torture. While the Imperial Guard has medics and chirurgeons, Sisters of the Order Hospitaller are some of the finest trained medical personnel in the Imperium. The Order's Dialogus are sisters devoted to studying languages and dialects, being some of the most learned people amidst the Ecclesiarchy. They often assist the Inquisition when heading into places that speak new or unusual dialects, and will also assist the Ecclesiarchy in any translation duties after a world has been conquered. Generally, though, they keep to themselves, cloistered away in libraries and shrines, as the Church finds it risky to let sisters who have access to sacred and secret information out into the open. The Order's Famulus, on the other hand, consists of diplomats, advisors, and chamberlains who are sent out across the Imperium to broker alliances, trade deals, marriages, negotiations, and other delicate social work. They work closely with the most powerful individuals within the Imperium, counseling arrangements that can affect billions of lives. In addition to this, they also work secretly as spies for the Ecclesiarchy, closely observing influential individuals to keep an eye for any actions that go against the Church and the Imperium. A powerful family that has ruled for generations may be easily eradicated at the word of a sister if they happen to step over the line. Other smaller orders of sisters might be in charge of missionary work to newly discovered primitive worlds, or the handling of artifacts for the Church, or providing choirs in temples, or even maintaining the glass paneling in shrines and cathedrals. Imperial society is heavily focused around the Church, and so the Adepta Sororitas can be involved in any aspect of that, all while maintaining a constant vigilance for any heresy that needs to be uprooted. Of course, when most people think of the Adepta Sororitas, they think of the Sisters of Battle. So let's go over a bit more in detail how they operate. Unlike the Space Marines, which are divided somewhat strictly into hundreds of different chapters consisting of around 1,000 Marines each, The six militant orders of the Sororitas consist of tens of thousands of battle sisters each. It's rare for multiple orders to be involved in the same conflict, outside of certain massive military operations, and each order is further divided up into preceptories, consisting of up to 1,000 sisters, and commanderies, consisting of up to 200 sisters. Additionally, each order is led by a canoness, each of the two convents is led by a prioress, and finally, the entire organization is led by the abbess of the Adeptus Sororitas, who leads both the militant and non-militant orders. The Sisters of Battle are all entirely human, lacking any of the superhuman augmentations of the Space Marines. While they will never quite reach the heights of combat prowess compared to the Astartes, they are often superior to any standard Imperial soldiers thanks to training, equipment, and faith. Nearly all Sisters of Battle are equipped with a suit of Adepta Sororitas power armor, which were initially commissioned for the Brides of the Emperor by Vandir. These suits of armor are crafted on Mars, and are light, durable, and provide increased strength to the wearer by linking the sister's musculature directly to the enhanced fiber bundle network of the armor. All of the rest of their equipment is supplied by the Adeptus Mechanicus, and is first taken to the convents on Terra or Ophelia 7 to be blessed and anointed. Weapons are daubed in sacred oils and polished by cloths that have been touched by saints. Bolts and chainsword teeth are inscribed with verses, and specialty war gear wielded by canonesses are sprinkled with the blood of martyrs. Most of the time, Sisters of Battle wield the Holy Trinity of weapons, being the Bolter, the Flamer, and the Melta, along with chainswords and bolt pistols. Vehicle-wise, they'll utilize the Rhino and Immolator as armored personnel carriers, and a missile tank called the Exorcist to provide long-range fire support. They will also utilize a unique combat walker known as a Penitent Engine, which is actually used as both a frontline weapon as well as a punishment for heretics. The heretic is hardwired to the front of the walker, completely exposed to enemy attack, and is essentially reliant on luck or the Emperor's judgment to keep them safe. They are provided numerous drugs to ensure that they survive multiple injuries while not numbing any of the pain, and the walker is generally exclusively equipped with close-range weaponry, such as power saws, chain fists, and flamers. This is a punishment for the most terrible of crimes against the Imperium, when exile or execution is deemed too lenient, but it certainly presents a striking image on the battlefield. Unlike the Imperial military, which is divided between the Guard and the Navy, the Sororitas utilize their own warships, including the Retribution-class battleship, the Dauntless-class cruiser, and the Piety-class cruiser. The flagship of the Abbess of the Sororitas is a battleship known as the Martyr's Halo. Faith is just as much a weapon for the Sisters of Battle as a bolter is. While belief in the God Emperor is a central aspect of practically all fighting forces across the Imperium, the Sisters take this to a higher level, often empowered by their faith. Force of will is very much a tangible concept in the 40K universe, thanks to the Immaterium, and much like how Chaos Gods empower their servants, it's believed by some that the God Emperor does the same. Regardless of the exact mechanisms, there have been quite a number of examples of Sisters of Battle performing what can only be described as miracles. These miracles range from being able to spontaneously heal wounds to being resurrected entirely, although they often only manifest in times of dire need, and in some cases, only to rare individuals. Those of the most devout faith, and who display the most incredible of miraculous abilities, will likely be declared a living saint, said to be blessed and empowered by the Emperor to carry out his will. The difference between a living saint and a potent psyker is perhaps not as great as some would like to admit, but they undoubtedly are extremely valuable, rare and loyal members of the Imperium, often coming from the ranks of the Sisters of Battle. On the flip side, there are times when Sisters fall from the Emperor's grace, breaking their faith or failing in their duty in some way. There are examples of members of the Sororitas falling to chaos, although this is often only a temporary form of control, and the Sisters will generally end their own lives after regaining control. One notable example of this not occurring is with Muriel Sabathiel, a Sister Superior that willingly turned to chaos, becoming a Chaos Champion of Slaanesh. If a Sister fails in her duties and wishes to atone for her failures, however, she will likely become a Sister Repentia. These individuals are not part of any official order, but instead are led into battle by a Mistress of Repentance. They are stripped of their power armor and often given a weapon known as an Eviscerator, a large double-handed chain weapon. They are taken onto the front lines of conflicts to fanatically atone for their sins in the hopes that they can fulfill their oath of repentance. They will never be allowed to rejoin their sisters in an order, and their oath will only be completed through death, but they fight to ensure that it is fulfilled by that time, through service to the Imperium. Though they are outcasts, they are looked upon by the Sisters of Battle with awe and respect, as they are often the most fierce and formidable warriors in the Sororitas. Although out of universe, the Sisters of Battle were added as another Imperial faction to function as an alternative to the all-male Space Marines, the Sororitas would take many years to be treated fairly by the lore. They were often sidelined or brushed aside by the much more popular Astartes, with a very notable example involving a squad of Grey Knights killing an entire group of Sisters in order to bless their own weapons to win a battle against a Demon of Khorne. Over time, likely due to the Sisters of Battle rising in popularity, they have been treated more fairly and are now a respected aspect of the Imperial Fighting Forces. Time will tell how far their development will go, as far as being warriors empowered by faith to the point of performing miracles, but either way, their capabilities in war and outside of it stand for themselves. They might just be nuns with guns, but in the 40K universe, that's certainly enough of a threat.